From the heartland of America and the gateway to the West, good morning, good evening, wherever you may be, across the nation, around the world. I'm George Norrie, and welcome to Coast AM. Here at the Cave in St. Louis for a couple weeks as I bounced in from Los Angeles. It's kind of interesting to see storms and be on top of them and then watch them unfold once you land. That's what happened today. Well, here's some of the news of the day. First of all, that Atlanta lawyer quarantined with a dangerous strain of tuberculosis apologized to fellow airline passengers in an interview aired on Friday, and he insisted that he was told before he set out for his wedding in Europe that he was not a threat to anyone. But the story gets confusing because questions arose as to whether the wedding even took place. The mayor of the island of Santorini in Greece, Angelo Russo, told the Associated Press, hey, there was no wedding. They came for a marriage, but they did not have the required papers. He said the couple stayed in a hotel for 3 days and then they left. In the television interview, Andrew Speaker, wearing street clothes, repeatedly apologized to the dozens of airline passengers and crew members now anxiously awaiting results of their TB tests. The 31-year-old Speaker said he, his doctors, and the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention all knew that he had TB that was resistant to frontline drugs before he flew to Europe for his wedding and honeymoon last month. But he said he was advised then that he was not contagious or a danger to anyone. We'll keep watching this story. You know, the number of people sickened since last August by peanut butter tainted with salmonella has grown by more than 200 now, according to a new federal report. The outbreak, first reported in February, now includes 628 cases in 47 states. In the first update on the number of cases linked to the outbreak since early March, when officials said 4,425 cases had been confirmed in 44 states, ConAgra Foods recalled all its peanut butter after government investigators linked the bacteria outbreak to the Omaha, Nebraska-based companies Peter Pan and Great Value Peanut Butter. Jack Kevorkian, the retired pathologist, dubbed Dr. Death after claiming he had participated in at least 130 assisted suicides, left prison after 8 years Friday, still believing people have the right to die. Throughout the 1990s, Kevorkian challenged authorities to make his actions legal or to try to stop him. He burned state orders against him and showed up at court in costume, but he got convicted of murder after injecting lethal drugs into a 52-year-old man who was suffering from Lou Gehrig's disease. In Baltimore, 18 inmates injured, three critically, during a prison yard fight at a Maryland corrections facility. And they are just trying to figure out what went wrong. It involved several groups of inmates, some of whom were armed with homemade weapons. No corrections personnel were injured. The facility will remain on indefinite lockdown. A German man almost died after using a sink plunger as a bath plug and impaled himself after slipping on a bar of soap. 79-year-old man, he moved to Switzerland with his wife, Frieda, after he retired from Germany. He decided to use the plunger because he could not find the bath plug. But as he stood up to soap himself, he slipped and fell heavily on the plunger, wedging the wooden handle up his backside. His 68-year-old wife, who rushed to the bathroom when she heard him screaming, was unable to pull him free, called the emergency services. There was a lot of blood, they said. The injury was very serious. He could have died. Doctors operated on him for 8 hours to repair the damage. Well, as you know, on Coast to Coast AM, we really do dive into psychics. And in a moment, the psychic twins joins us. Or they do join us on Coast to Coast AM. Terry and Linda Jameson are known around the world as the psychic twins, and they are the only twin psychics in the world. They have appeared extensively on more than 50 TV and radio shows, and they are the authors of the best-selling book, Separated at Earth. They are now famous for their stunning prediction of the 9/11 World Trade Center and Pentagon terrorist attacks with Art Bell on Coast to Coast. That was back in November of 99. Terry and Linda have been featured in 12 documentary films. They're our guests this hour on Coast to Coast. Hello, you two. How are you?
Hi, George. How are you? Pleasure to be here.
And this sounds like an echo with both of you talking.
Two channels, no waiting.
Hey, tell me a little bit about the psychic twins. I mean, was this something that happened to both of you as you were growing up, or did it develop later in life?
Yes. Well, actually, we were very, very psychic as children and had many experiences, which we actually detail in our book, our new book, Separated at Earth. But we didn't really find out that we were truly psychic until our 20s and 30s, George.
What was it that made you know that?
Well, we were very ill, and we had 6 incurable illnesses all at the same time, and we ended up with cancer and everything else. I mean, that was the easy part. Cancer was the easiest of all the illnesses we had. And so we really had to become psychic in order to survive. It's a very dramatic story, as you can imagine.
Did anybody in your family have this ability, Terry and Linda?
Not that we know of, George. We really are like mutants in the family. Nobody has this ability.
Which one are you, by the way?
I'm Linda. We're like alien seed pods.
Let's see if I can get your voices down. Terry, you say something.
Okay, our parents are famous.
Oh man, no, I'll never get you two. I'm just gonna ask.
Alike,
I'm gonna ask one question, and then you both can answer it. Tell me a little bit about this prediction that you made with Art back about almost 8 years ago.
I know. Isn't this incredible? This was really the biggest prophecy ever recorded, at least broadcast. And, you know, Nostradamus didn't have a radio. So, you know, really, I think millions of listeners heard that 9/11 prediction that we made, you know, November 2nd, 1999. And we were the only psychics that predicted in detail everything that would transpire on 9/11.
Mm-hmm. Did you have the date picked or just the event?
We said it would happen by 2002, and we also were able to locate a lot of our automatic writing, our notes that referred to it as 2001 in subsequent channeling sessions.
Once it occurred, what did you two say to each other?
I mean, you can't believe it. We used to work at the World Trade Center. We used to entertain, you know, Winders on the World, the restaurant at the top of the World Trade Center back in the 80s. So it was like watching our home be destroyed. It was pretty traumatic.
Now, my dad was a fraternal twin. His fraternal twin is dead now.
Is that right?
I mean, my dad is still alive. Are you two identical or fraternal?
Yes, we are identical. We're the only psychic twins in the world, actually.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
It really is. You know, a little bit later on, I want to take phone calls with some of our listeners would be thrilled to death to talk to you, too.
We'd love that.
Let's talk about some of these psychic abilities. I mean, if you were able to, unfortunately, predict this horrible event that occurred on 2002, what do you two see for the future, both in maybe a presidential outcome, worldwide outcomes? What do you see here?
Well, you know, we have for years been predicting that Hillary would run for president. Now we're seeing Hillary winning.
Very, very strong impression
that she will come out the winner, George. And as you know, we predicted the George Bush win twice. And once on your show in 99, that same night,
before he was nominated,
right.
All right, so you are predicting that Hillary Clinton will be the next president of the United States.
Yes, we are.
Okay, how about who is she going to run against, at least on the Republican side?
Right now I'm feeling Giuliani is going to come out on top of the Republican.
When you two make predictions, do you make the same predictions?
Yes. I knew you were going to ask that. And yes, we almost always get the same names, dates, answers, predictions, past lives even, because we go into past lives. And when we channel, we get identical answers. And we could be in two different rooms and literally write the same name, Francesca, at the same time. It's very strange.
Do you find that when you get identical answers, those predictions normally come true? The times that you might not get identical answers, they don't happen?
Wow, Good question. But you know what? We haven't really been that wrong. You know, whether or not we agree, we almost always agree, though. Mm-hmm. Really, I mean, I can't remember a time when we were wrong about a major prediction, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that when we get the same exact answer, that tends to automatically validate what the other is getting, and then someone feels a little bit more confident about going forward with it, with a decision.
How do you do this? Do you meditate, or does it just happen? Does it come to you in a dream state?
We've been meditating and chanting
many years,
for 25 years or more. And, you know, we've been doing psychic work for over 20 years. We're, you know, two of the older psychics on the circuit. We ain't spring chickens here. The dew is off the rose.
Well, you two sound young. I'm not even going to ask you how old you are. Okay.
We're closer to 40 than 30.
Oh, you're babies compared to me.
We're a lot younger than we are, actually.
Well, Terry and Lynn, I'm going to be 57 on Monday. So.
Oh, well, you look darn good. You look great, too.
To be 40 again and to know what I know. But you know what? That's not life, is it? Do you see any major earth changes or earth calamities, earthquakes, getting zapped by an asteroid, anything like that?
Well, you know what? Everybody is predicting this huge earthquake in June. We're not seeing it.
We're not seeing
this big earthquake
cataclysm
in June.
No.
You know, I don't even see a really big earthquake this year, I'll be honest with you.
Yeah,
we're feeling maybe in a couple years it's more likely to happen. I did, in answer to your other question, I have had dreams of tsunamis for many, many years, and up until the big tsunami of a couple years back, and I would have nightmares about a tsunami for many years, but that isn't usually how we get our information. We incorporate the technique of automatic writing.
Yeah, tell me about that. How does that work?
Yeah, well, automatic writing is a form of clairvoyance where we actually, use a very free, loose arm, and with a pen in hand, we connect with a broader knowing. We are accessing information fields, actually accessing the Akashic records. And it's quite magical the way it happens. It's as if someone is writing through our hands. It's quite beautiful. It almost looks like medieval manuscript, the way the writing comes in.
Yeah, you can see a little bit on our website, a little sampling of it on our website.
Sample.
Well, you just said something interesting, Terry, or maybe it was Linda.
It was Linda.
that you write as if somebody is moving your hand. And
without our conscious direction. It moves across the page. We can write paragraphs, pages on people we've never met, and that's how we do our private readings, and that's how we predict a 9/11 and the stock market crash to the week of 2000, and many, many other world events, which are listed on our website, by the way, psychictwins.com. Can I mention that?
Of course. As a matter of fact, I have it linked up on coasttocoastam.com already.
Thanks.
For you.
Wonderful. We appreciate it.
And I'm sure you will get many hits, and your server will crash, and you'll have to wait for it to come back.
Your server doesn't crash.
Oh, no, ours is a big one. So
that's what they all say.
Maybe you have someone who channels on the other side for you. Is that possible?
Actually, yes, mm-hmm. It's possible. We are actually members of an angelic realm known as One, and out of 99 members or angels in that realm, we're two of the only four living
earthly
in human incarnation
fragments. Yes.
God forbid, when one day you join the hereafter, will you become one of these angelic beings?
We are now members of that realm, but you know, we feel like this is our last life, and we feel like we are going to rejoin that realm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then perhaps you'll be channeling through someone.
We may go to other star systems and help those planets as well. We like to be of help wherever we go.
So you are believers in extraterrestrial life?
Oh, sure. Absolutely.
We are extraterrestrial.
I'm beginning to believe that.
Well, you are one too, George, so join the club.
Well, we probably all are. Probably everybody who listens to this program might be.
I'm sure you're right.
All right, let me throw out some quick ones here. The economy, how we look for the next couple of years.
Wow. You know, we did predict the stock market crash to the week again on your show in 1999,
yep.
And we were the only psychics that did that. We feel like the economy, it's looking good. Right now, I feel like there's a correction due,
You know, with the NASDAQ, it feels like a couple more months, like July, August, right around there.
Mm-hmm.
How about a conflict with China or Russia? See anything there?
Well, yeah, I feel with China. But I don't, you know, they're not going to invade us. It's nothing like that. People are so much doom and gloom. Mm-hmm. I'm not seeing that.
Yeah, we're not seeing war or anything of this nature with the United States.
What about a disease, a pandemic, an epidemic, anything?
There will be more of those types of things, a SARS-type virus. Those types of germs and viruses will become fairly commonplace.
Will my Detroit Lions football team ever win any games ever?
Yes. I won't say how many, but yes, they will win again.
Now, who calls you for advice? I have to believe if you've got this kind of accuracy rate, you get some pretty interesting calls from some pretty notable people.
Oh, yeah. We do. Yes, we do. We read for celebrities. We read for CEOs of Fortune 500 companies. Well, recently we made two appearances on the Dr. Keith Abloh show, and we were giving him readings, and he would come backstage and ask us about his future, and we correctly predicted a lot of things for him. Yes, and everything on the show, which aired yesterday, one of the shows aired yesterday nationally, and everything we predicted on that show has already come true, has already happened.
When you two make a prediction, mm-hmm. can somebody alter it? Let's assume the prediction might not be that great for somebody. Maybe you mm-hmm. tell them, you know, you're going to get sick, or you're going to lose your job, or your loved one, or you're going to break up. Can they fix that?
That's
before
a good
it
question,
happens.
George, we always say your future isn't written in stone. We believe you can change your destiny, and no psychic should ever say this is the only option. And we like to give people options, but we feel like you need to really work to change your destiny. It isn't something easy to do.
Here's something that's kind of sensitive, but I think necessary to ask. What do you see in Iraq in that situation?
Wow, that's a biggie.
Well, there's a very deep healing going on of past life karma over there. It has to be the way it is in order for us to evolve as a planet to the next level of the next vibration or density, Earth density. And it has to come out, like a cancer has to come to the surface so we know what we need to work on and deal with. So karmically, it is perfect in its way. I'm not saying we endorse the war, we don't at all, but we feel like it has to come out because they're very young souls in that part of the world, and they need healing, and it has to come out in this way, or it would be different.
I've had a couple guests on the program, Terry and Linda, who believe, truly believe, that in the not-too-distant future, six American cities are going to get nuked. I mean, this is a horrible, horrible prediction on their part.
We're not seeing that, George.
We're not seeing that.
I don't want to go against other psychics' predictions, but we're not seeing that.
Okay, well, they're not psychics. I mean, they're just authors and investigators of terrorism.
Yeah.
Right. All right, well, that's a good thing that you don't see.
Not seeing that at all.
The people who call you for advice, are there some like CEOs who then change the direction of their company based on what you tell them?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we have counseled vice presidents and CEOs of major Fortune 500 companies ongoingly. Yes, and they often will change direction and accept influence for what we have to channel for them. And they'll know where to put their money, say, for charitable works or things of this sort. Very many of them have had great success because of our ongoing guidance.
And when you do the automatic writing, I mean, is it pages and pages of stuff, or is it just a simple paragraph?
We might write, you know, three pages on one person for a half-hour reading. And we save all of our notes for, like, 10 years back, so we have file cabinets filled with all our automatic writing.
You've got the rest. Do you both start writing automatically at the same time?
Yes, we do. Yes. We're very OCD. We get very detailed. It's a little bit much sometimes.
All right, so when it starts, you're both clicking along together.
Yes, clicking along, and our automatic writing styles are somewhat different, but I think they represent almost different sides of the brain.
Well, we're actually a bifurcated soul, which means we're one soul with two bodies. And so we're
That's
joined
fascinating.
By seven. Yeah, it's amazing. We're joined by seven cords of energy, and I feel like we're more powerful together. And that's why we're together like 24/7. We are really, really codependent.
Yeah. So, and again, I hate to keep saying when you join the hereafter, but when you do, I assume you'll only have that one soul then, right?
That's right.
That's exactly
one
right.
One soul separated at Earth.
All right, stay with us. We're going to take phone calls with both of you, Terry and Linda Jameson, the psychic twins. I'm George Norrie. This is Coast to Coast AM. We'll be right back. Well, Art's going to take this weekend off because of the birth of his little baby, Asia. And mother and daughter are doing fine, by the way. But I'm going to do the Sunday show for Art. And Ian Punnett is going to have a long day tomorrow because not only is he going to do his own program, he is also going to fill in and do Art's Saturday night show. So it's going to be a long day for you, Mr. Punnett.
It is. And I was actually going to ask you whether we had heard from Art and whether everything was going fine.
I have not heard from him. I assume the brass has, and everything does appear to be okay.
Okay, good. So, yep. It'll be nice, I know, for him to be able to look that new baby in the face as opposed to all of the ultrasound pictures we've all been treated to. So that'll be
absolutely
fun for all of us.
Hey, Ian, on your program, Coast to Coast Live, with you, you have a fascinating guest, my friend.
Well, it kind of pulls a little bit from what you're doing right now, too, which is interesting, this idea of bifurcated souls that these twin psychics share.
Mm-hmm.
Tomorrow night, it's a couple of different people all in the same book called Twin Souls Merging, and it's the story of Jean Klein, who believes that her body is shared by both her original soul and the soul of George Reeve, the actor who had originally played Superman. George Reeves, yeah,
in the TV series,
and it's what's really interesting about this is that she went to get help from a clinical psychotherapist, and she said, "You know, George Reeves and I are one." And she went in for testing, and of course he didn't believe her. He's one of the people who participates in this book, and by the end of the book, he really doesn't know what to believe anymore. In fact, he's been sort of a convert on the idea that George Reeves is a part of her. And she'll tell the story on this and how she went from one day being a normal 13-year-old to sharing the soul of a TV star who had just been involved in a mysterious death.
There have been rumors that George Reeves was murdered. Maybe she will shed some light on that for us.
That's one of the questions I'm going to get to coming up tomorrow night. Also, speaking of that, a return visit of somebody I know you had on a little while ago, St. John Hunt,
yes.
Son of E. Howard Hunt, and he's coming back on to give us an update on all the things that have happened since he released the audio tape of E. Howard Hunt explaining how JFK was assassinated.
Where are you, by the way, in some boxing arena?
Sounds like I'm in the lobby of a hotel.
All right, Ian. Get ready. Get some rest. You got a long night tomorrow.
I'll do that. I'll be ready. Thanks.
All right. That's Ian Punnett. Ian Punnett Live, 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific time with his program. He'll be filling in for Art from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Pacific time tomorrow, and then I'll fill in for Art on Sunday. We'll be back in a moment with the Psychic Twins and your questions on Coast to Coast AM. Before we go to the calls, you two, Terry and Linda, tell me about Separated at Earth. I love that title, by the way.
Well, thank you so much. Separated at Earth, the story of the psychic twins, is our first book. It's an autobiography about how we became psychic, how we came to predict major world events on national radio and television. And it's really quite an epic tale, George. I think you'll really like it. It's quite humorous, too, at points.
And the last chapter is a how-to chapter, how to develop your psychic abilities.
So many people have the ability to be intuitive, to be psychic. They just don't pick up on it. They don't understand it. So I hope you can help so many people with this.
Yes, it's true. I mean, I think everyone has intuition. The psychic thing is a gift you have to be born with, but everybody can become more intuitive.
Absolutely. Let's go to the calls. First time caller line, you're on the air with us. Hello there.
Hello, this is Jeremy from Clearwater, Florida.
Hi, Jeremy. Go ahead.
Hi, Jeremy.
I saw you on the television show, Keith
Abloh, Dr. Abloh.
You guys were amazing, or you gals were amazing.
Thanks,
Jeremy. I just, you perked my ear up when you talked about tidal wave dreams, because I've been having them for probably about 7 years.
You're kidding. Really? That's how long I had mine. That is amazing.
Yes, and I just started having them again, and what's kind of cool is I have proof. I'm a songwriter, and I have a song called Tidal Wave, and I wrote it from the experience of the dream, and it was amazing when the tsunami happened, and I've had some other psychic experiences in my life, being in touch with spirits.
You're very psychic, you know that.
Yeah, I feel like I am. I mean, I am, obviously.
Yes, and you've been a sorcerer in a past life, Jeremy. Worked with magic and rituals.
A sorcerer?
Yes.
I can only imagine. Now I'm a sorcerer with music and with lyric and song. So.
Wonderful. Yeah, and you're using that for communication and for healing other people.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're a Pleiadian being.
Mm-hmm. And so, I am Pleiadian.
You're Pleiadian.
I am Pleiadian. Wow.
You are. Are you recording a CD right now?
I just finished it. It came out about 2-3 weeks ago.
Brilliant.
And,
congratulations.
Tidal Wave is actually on it.
Great.
And send it our way, Jeremy.
Say again?
Send it our way, would you?
Oh, my God, George, I listen to you. Me and my guitar player, we come home from our gigs late at night, and you're our hero, brother. Joe, by the way, he's listening right now. I got to say hi. But we love your show, and I would be honored to send Tidal Wave to you. It'd be like a dream come true.
Do that, and if you're ever in L.A., Jeremy, we'll set up a little quick meeting with you so you can meet a dear friend of ours, Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top. You'd love
come
that.
Come on. You serious?
I'm serious. We'll do that
oh
for you.
Oh, my gosh. Jimi Hendrix said that he was the best guitar player ever, and if Jimi Hendrix said that, you know.
Yeah, he is phenomenal. So good luck. Send us the CD and stay in touch with Tom Danheiser, our producer. And, he'll help work that out for you. And I think Billy would be more than gracious to say hi with you guys or meet you for lunch. I'll probably end up buying the lunch, but do that.
Jeremy, you're going to be doing a film score, too.
And you, too, are in the L.A. area.
Yes, we
most
are.
Of the
We're
time, aren't
right
you?
Right near you. Right near your Premier Radio recording studio.
All right. Let's go to our wild card line. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Hi, it's Bob from Los Angeles. Wonderful guest tonight. You two Good are Bob. Very tuned in.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bless you. What is your name?
Robert.
It's Bob.
I'm in Los Angeles, too.
Robert?
Yes.
You know, it's so funny because I was channeling before the show, and I knew a Robert was going to call in. I was waiting for your call.
This
is so funny. What's your question, Robert?
Yes, I'm an avid listener of this psychic stuff. Like, I've talked to Nori a bunch of times, and I could look at a phone, it rings, or I could call this radio station, and they'll pick it up the first time. I've never heard it ring only a couple times. And it's really strange. When I was in school, in, let me say, third, fourth, fifth grade, the teachers were terrified of me because I'd bring up stuff before they even say it.
Oh, God. Yeah, we freak people out all the time like that.
Kind of fun, isn't it?
Yeah, it got so strange once that somebody flew in from, I think it was Virginia or Minnesota or something, and they actually, I don't know who this was, but it was in the school, and they said, there's a lady who wants to talk to you. So I go in this room, and she had a suitcase opened up, and she said, hi, I'm here to talk to you. And she goes, what's in my suitcase? I go, a green tape recorder. And most people would freak out, and she didn't faze her. And she's probably from the government because she was asking me questions, weird questions. She asked me one question. She said she was really important. I think she was from the government or something because they do that with children, I guess, they could do that. And they asked me the main question the government, this lady was interested in, was how did the dinosaurs die? That's what she asked me straight out. And
you know what you're getting in your Christmas presents before you unwrap them?
Yeah. Well, that is sort of bizarre. Anyway, you know, it's sort of strange that the 9/11 prediction, Art Bell on January 1st of 1999, my mom called up the radio station and was hysterical and said airplanes are going to fly into a building in a major city.
During his prediction show. Okay.
Yeah, during a prediction show in 99. But this event, it actually was supposed to happen in 2000 because I saw it, and I had a conversation with other people because I saw this event happening too, but not, I didn't see the airplanes. My mom knew that part. Mm-hmm. But I knew terrorists were surrounding, getting ready to close in on the country. And I knew 2 weeks before the event was actually going to happen. I only told one friend about it. I said, we're going to be attacked from all directions, and there's nothing we could do about it. And it's psychic stuff. I can't figure it out. It's really bizarre.
Well, don't try to figure it out. Just enjoy it and develop it. Pay attention. Continue to develop the ability and pay attention to the signs and the symbols in your dreams, which are very vivid. And then you'll find that you're going to expand your consciousness. You're going to become better and better and better at it and trust yourself more.
Yeah, and you know what else? It's really interesting that psychic people, like if I'm in a mall, all my friends have the same ability because we look at it, make eye contact with each other the first time, and we have a communication. It's strange.
That's great. You know, you're like one tribe. You're like the Aborigines that can communicate telepathically. We all used to be telepathic with each other in this way many, many eons ago, and it was suppressed, unfortunately, by people in power, patriarchal leaders, and so on.
Yeah, I agree with him. I think people who are very psychically inclined have an ability to communicate with each other.
Oh, indeed. Oh, yes, that's so true. Yes, yes. So I think the important thing is to, understand that spirit works in a gentle way. It's open-heartedness. It's communion. It's compassion. It's not something scary like Ghost Whisperer or Medium portrays it to be. It's a very special gift, and I think it's just a matter of learning how to become more connected with source energy and getting in the divine flow.
Do you two get frustrated when other psychics will say things and they don't happen or they're wrong? Does that give the field, the industry, a bad mark?
Yeah, I think it does because there's a lot of fake psychics. There's a lot of bad psychics. There aren't two. I think we're the only psychics that really have a proven track record.
Documentation.
Because, people will make the most outrageous claims and they don't care. It's like they don't have responsibility for anything that they're claiming will happen. And I think a lot of people get hurt.
Yes.
You know?
Yes, it does. It jaundices the whole industry, and it does upset us greatly. But there's not a lot we can do about it except shine our light.
I hear you. Okay. East of the Rockies, your turn. Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Where are you calling from, sir?
Southbury, Connecticut.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
Hi, what's your name?
This is Dana from Southbury, Connecticut.
Hi, Dana.
Hi, Dana.
How are you? Linda and Terry, right?
Yes.
We're doing great, thanks.
Do you have a question for us, Dana, tonight?
Yes, about the Kennedy family. I'm a longtime assassination researcher.
Oh, fascinating.
I don't mean to bring up a macabre subject, but if I were to give you three names, could you tell me if they were involved in the JFK assassination?
We will do our best
yes,
to do
go
that.
Ahead. What are they?
First name is Malcolm Wallace.
That's a no. He wasn't involved.
No.
Okay. Second name was William Greer.
I get a no on that one.
No.
Okay. Third name was Charles Harrelson.
Harrelson?
Charles Harrelson.
No.
None of them.
Charles was actor Woody's father, who just passed away, did he not?
Yes, he did, George.
Yes.
George, I've been trying to get in for a long time. Could I just get one more question?
Sure.
Thank you, George. Your screeners are very kind. It's a pleasure to call the show. It's, very nice people. I believe JFK Jr.'s plane had a bomb on it. Can you, any feelings?
Now, that's interesting. We actually did predict JFK Jr.'s death in a small plane 2 years before it happened.
Yes, we're quite known for that.
I don't think that there was a bomb on board.
There was not a bomb, no.
All righty. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Right.
Have a lovely
evening. All the best.
That was a tragedy. Oh. How about Princess Diana? Did you ever look at that situation?
Yes, we think that is a conspiracy. That was a conspiracy.
Yes, really?
Absolutely.
Yes, it was, George.
Mm-hmm. Major cover-up.
A cover-up of an accident when they chased her, or a cover-up of intent to kill her?
I think that there was an intent to kill.
There was a plot.
I think I'm on the same side as David Icke on this one, where there was a plot. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Let's go west of the Rockies. Where might you be? Hi there.
How are you doing this evening? Blessings to you, George, and Terry, and Linda.
And so you, what's your name?
Another psychic,
George, good.
And a good one.
Vancouver, BC.
Terry and Linda, he is a psychic, and he's pretty darn good.
Oh, what's your name?
Suleiman.
Suli?
Suleiman.
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 Oh, did you write to us this week?
No, I did not.
Okay.
Okay, but you know what? I'm going to write to you next week, though.
Suleiman.
I wanted to say, number one, is that you are exactly right in regards to Princess Di. On the night that she was murdered, I had a apparition in regards to her, and I was the one that wrote the letter that started the investigation in regards to the intent to murder her.
Interesting, very.
Also, I have some disagreements in regards to your feelings about the 2008 election. I believe it's going to be a male who has not entered the race. In regards it's going to be a male who's going to have a spiritual policy. He's going to come into a being when the planet is going to be at its worst, and the people in the United States are going to decide to elect a spiritual person, and it's going to be a male. Hillary Clinton is going to have problems with what happened in Arkansas when Bill Clinton was governor. It's called the Bloody Trail and a couple of other things that are going to come up. Another thing, the tidal wave. I saw this tidal wave that you were talking about striking San Francisco, but I also see major earthquakes in Northern and Southern California before the year's over. But the question that I want to ask you is a couple of questions. I have been having visions about the second coming, that the entire world is going to be involved in seeing something miraculous that's going to happen in the heavens. Two, can you comment about the situation in the Middle East? Is Israel, the United States, and England about to initiate war on Iran? And third, on myself, am I going to be victorious with NBC Television Network and four television projects?
Okay,
all right. We'll let you hit all those, and I'll let Suleiman listen on the radio. Go ahead.
Okay. With regard to invading Iran, I don't see that. I don't see that. And
We're not seeing that being imminent at all.
And we did predict the major war involving seven countries on this show in 99. As well as the germ warfare, which happened that week, the week after 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not really seeing the invasion in Iran. And you had asked about your TV projects. Will you be successful?
Mm.
I feel like there's one, TV is a tough nut to crack.
Yes.
What do you think, Linda?
No, I feel there is one project that looks very promising for you, sir, and it feels like that's going to gel more by the fall of this year, and be very optimistic. This is a very negative business, the TV industry, and you bring a lot of light to it. So know that there's a little bit of devilish functions coming up to stop you. You can blast through that, but let go of your attachment to what that's going to look like, okay?
And how about his other question of the second coming? Is it going to happen?
I feel like it's here. I think that we are, everyone on this planet is, actually part of that great energy that Jesus taught us, and that we all are a part of God.
Well, Terry and Linda, I'm going to have to get you two back for a full program, okay?
We would love that, George.
We would love it, George.
It's been an honor and a pleasure.
You take care of yourself. Your website, psychictwins.com. The name of their book is called Separated at Earth. Both of you are not only insightful, but you're also delightful. So thanks.
Isn't that nice?
You too.
Yeah, we'll get together when I get back to Los Angeles. I'll be back there in a couple of weeks. Okay.
We love that, George. Thanks.
All right. Take care. Okay. And when I come back, we are going to have now 3 hours of open lines for you, Friday night into Saturday morning open lines. There'll be a special hotline. I'll give you that topic and that number as well. If you need to email me, well, I always make that simple for you. It's george@coasttocoastam.com. And again, don't forget the weekend schedule here. Ian Punnett, of course, with his normal Saturday show, Coast to Coast Live with Ian, which will be tomorrow, Saturday, from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Pacific time. And then Art is taking off the weekend, a needed weekend. And Ian will do Saturday for him, and I will do Sunday for Art. My guest on Sunday will be Nick Pope, and we'll be talking about some incredible UFO stories and why Nick Pope, who was once part of British intelligence why he believes that they are real. But we'll be back. Open lines continue now on Coast to Coast AM.